Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom! From the cannon, not bragging. Try to read my mind, just imagine. Rope, cast, build, there is necessary. When taken into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do, do like the one piece of tartar. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Take your little jaws with the pants are sagging. Try to tip to this, I will put you in a turban. And have it smell it right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the bust, I bust it out the round. The rhythm is instinct, about the old town. Tipping up the sound just like a radio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
here
my man.
So what's the scenario?
Yo, 605 out there on the West Coast,
905 on the East Coast. What up? It's the Social Lab. TM Hyman Radio, your hip-hop informer. That dude TM hanging out with you. Hope it's off to a good week. Hey, we're talking about child vaccinations. Yay or nay in your home. It's flu season. Flu season's on the way. But it's not just about the flu. Mumps, measles, polio, hepatitis B.
Bella.
All of that stuff is covered. That's right. That's right.
What about
Bella.
Measles?
Some of you never heard of that. I said measles. Some of you never heard of rubella. I have no idea what that is. If you want to know more, this is what you got to do is log on to the cdc.gov. CDC, what is that? That's the Center of Disease Control. You should know that with all them STDs you done had. 917-889-3926. All the way live from Charlotte, where it's been pretty quiet out in Charlotte this last week or so. Madam B, what it do?
What's going on? Good afternoon in the morning time. And yeah, it's kind of been quiet. The protests have still been going on, but the police aren't being as rough as they had been, because it really was
it was
the police that like started the back and forth. You know what I mean? So it has calmed down some, and the police are supposed to be releasing the rest of the videos this week sometime. But we'll talk about that
after they edit them.
Okay, but you know, hey. Well, they were forced to, because the wife actually was the first one to release, you know, the footage showing, you know, him getting out of the vehicle and stuff. So, yeah, it kind of put the police in a whole different arena, because they tried to put it on the SBI saying, you know, well, you got to wait till what they say. And SBI was like, nah, it's y'all case. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's been some finger pointing going on. Yeah. P contest.
Right. We'll get into that and more. All the way live.
Yes.
The DMV. Give it up. Save James. What up, brother?
Yo, what up, man? Kind of tired.
What is rubella? You called it out. What is rubella?
I used to see it on the vaccination cards. I don't know what it was. I just know I had
my
vaccination for when I was a kid. sound like something catching your feet. I don't know.
Make your butt itch. I don't know.
Hey, but newsflash, just for those that aren't informed all the way, Rosh Hashanah is not the new year for Judaism. It's not the new year.
What is
okay?
it?
I say this every year. The new year is in the springtime. It's in the month of Abib. It's in Exodus 12, 1 and 2. You can read it right there. All right. This month of Nisan,
from the black Jew, folks.
The month of Nisan, as they say it, is a Babylonian name named after the Babylonian god that the Orthodox and Reformed Jews refer to as the seventh. This is the seventh month. It's the month of Ethanim. Just make sure you get correct on your facts on that. It's all in the book that everybody reads from and claims to get their doctrine from. It's in there. The month of Ethanim.
Don't read nothing.
I'm like, who reads?
Right, exactly. Who does that nowadays? Reed ain't popping in the streets. Who does
right.
that?
Right.
Hey, if it's not a meme, we're not reading it.
Okay.
Doesn't have a picture.
Yo, did y'all see the SNL?
If it doesn't
spoof?
Have a picture or video, we don't want it. How about that?
We
don't
have enough spoof of the presidential debate, though, on why we're on that topic.
Over the
weekend. Yo, hilarious. You got to go, just it's on the net. You can find it, promise you.
I saw a clip from Baldwin. He did pretty good.
Yeah.
He did really good. Baldwin did really good.
He sounded like him. He really did. He sounded more like him than he looked. I was like slammed up.
Right.
But
you said he's all orangey.
The whole thing.
No, I just said who. Yes.
Okay, we.
I mean,
yeah. You was more like who. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bad boy. Maybach. You ain't even got to count the money. It's all left. Boss. All aboard. Last train to Patty. Via the ghetto. I'm a photographer's dream. Count cream as my chain swing. Mac 11 for the things that the days bring. I'm after cheddar, debt, and money, yeah, I chase cream. Patting leather like I'm Puffy in my saline. I rock jewels like my niggas in the A-team. I'm out of space, can't you see I am an A-lean? My wrist A-list, Automa is ageless. Bezel lit up like a billboard out in Vegas. You can't be serious, baby, you know I'm on top five, but you send you to the most high. Dope boy, and that's even in the bow tie. Oh boy, cause you know I got them close ties. The last train to Paris, wheels like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. Rick the ruler, my moolah produced the carrots. Let's bow our heads, I gave you something to cherish.
It's that dirty money.
Came from heaven just to sing a song for you. Feel the rhythm of my love for you. Now it's getting slow when you know it's the end of the road. When I sing that slow song for you. And love is nothing but another song for you. And I would hide it in my helpless soul. I'm not afraid to go down the road where we go. Hear him calling, don't you? And the angels call like,
yeah. You don't wanna stay, you can go.
It seems I don't live here no more. The angels are flying so loud, singing to you.
Oatmeal in a winter, talking leather interior. Oak wheel in the center, my nigga deal opium. Ill in the opium, condominiums in the center of Ethiopia. Dirty money, all they seen on that phantom plate. Teeth, blue jeans, and it's treated like a cabaret. Fire shots, now they need a roll of yellow tape. With a Glock, make a scene, I'm the F. Gary Gray. Crab cake, serve chill on that Learjet. Whenever did he call, I know it's by the big check. How many bags you forget to get your chick yet? Know a sex good just by looking at my chick neck. All aboard. Last train to Paris. Wheels look like a Ferris. Your jeweler should be embarrassed. I took a palm and read it just like a tarot. I could detonate a bomb at the issue of any challenge.
For me. For you. I will tell the angels no. Let them turn back into stone. I do.
PM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:14 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:14 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. Yo, you are inside the Social Lab, 917-889-3926. And tonight we are talking about the flu, that, you know, flu season is coming up, that whole weather change deal. And also with kids going back to school and them needing, you know, certain inoculations before they, you know, make it into the school. But our question is, are you for it or are you against it? And I would throw this off to Sabe, since you have, you know, smaller children. How do you feel about the vaccination?
I can't use the words that I want to use because we PG-13, but bump them straight up. Like, my thing is this. Okay, I'll put it like this. Certain vaccinations, I can understand. I don't agree with a lot of the methods.
Have your kids ever had chickenpox?
Like, have I had them? I've had them.
I did too.
Have your kids ever had chickenpox?
No, my kids haven't had chickenpox.
No. Yeah, me neither.
I've had chickenpox probably, I think I was like in first or second grade, and my son's already in third, and he already passed it. And my daughter, she's in pre-K, so I don't think she's gotten in contact with anybody that may have had that virus yet. But what I just don't agree with a lot of the methods that they do with it, because like, the thing with vaccination, they got to put a little bit of that virus or that germ in you for you to build up some kind of immunity against it. And just in, like, you know, doing studies, like, I found out that the best way to build up, another good way of building up a defense to all these viruses is just to strengthen your kid's immune system with proper, you know, support, vitamin support and
nutrient,
you know, health support, right. Nutrient support. You know what I'm saying? So if you build that up with the proper support from the beginning, then they're going to build a natural defense to a lot of these things too. And I mean, so far so good with us. We follow somewhat of a holistic, homeopathic lifestyle in here when it comes to treating bugs that we get in here, virus wise or health wise. And it proves to be, you know, pretty strong, if not stronger results, unless I would say violent results. You know, sometimes you get these antibiotics with them and something else happens in results of that. You understand what I'm saying? So we've chosen another homeopathic way to kind of deal with things versus the traditional science of the drug dealers of America that they call doctors.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's important that all parents actually explore. I think way too often we just take what people say and we just do it just because people say do it, and we really never take the time to ask ourselves why, right? I think a lot of people would be shocked to really understand the reality of what you just shared. You know, I mean, all vaccines are is really a shot of the virus to help your body to fight it off. Now, one would say, how much damn sense did that make that you are injecting me with the same virus that I'm supposed to be fighting? How much sense did that make? Well, it makes somebody, right, somewhere, because they've been doing it for years. But have you ever heard of the Tuskegee Airmen people?
Okay.
Have you ever heard?
Preach.
Preach. And so we have conversations, folks, to stimulate. It's real talk, real people, and we're definitely living in real times. I mean, when you think of vaccines and immunizations, I mean, it's also group specific. You know, there are specific people with certain diseases and conditions that require vaccines. Teens and preteens, you know, to a certain degree require, right, some of vaccine. It's even racial, right? I mean, when you talk about race and ethnicity, I mean, when you talk about refugees and immigrants, when you talk about Spanish-speaking people and travelers, listen, there are all different types of vaccines and immunizations. But the question tonight is, do you think it's safe for your child? Yes or no? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. And I'll say this. I've always thought that kids should be vaccinated, but I only really think of common cold flu when I think of vaccinations. I do think of the measles, but I think that's as far as it goes for me. You know, I mean, I definitely would want to protect my child from a cold, from a flu, from the measles. But that's about
for
me.
Check it, though. Here's the real funny thing about what you're saying. there is no cure for the common cold.
Right.
How crazy is that? What the hell are they vaccinating us for if there's no cure for it?
It's supposed to help you cope. That's all it is. That's all
any
all
of these medicines do for it is help you weather it until it wears off. There is no cure
for
the common cold.
Right, brother. That Tussie will get you right.
No,
hey,
I'm hip. I'm hip.
Okay.
I'm hip.
I need
Trust
to start
me,
drinking
hip.
That again.
that's just what I'm saying, though. It's like these viruses that people may contract just due to contact or just, you know, in inopportune conditions. It can't be cured. How can you not cure a common cold? And it's the quote-unquote common cold. That means you get this more than anything else you would get in your body. But there's no cure for it. So what the hell are you injecting in me?
Because, you know, I don't
Please
think they really
me.
Know who the hell causes it. I mean, you know, that's you can get a cold
it's
from somebody
virus.
Else.
It's a virus. It's
sneezing
a viral attack on the immune system. That's all. It's a viral attack on your immune system. Of the certain germ, like, you know, I would say a step down from the flu, but it basically is. Flu
right.
is just full blown. You know what I'm saying? Influenza is just full blown. And some people's immune systems weren't able to handle it back in the medieval ages, and they called the Black Plague. Hey,
yeah,
your immune systems are weak.
Yeah.
What you want me to do? My feet are strong.
Yeah. You said something earlier about the immune system and your children, and we'll reiterate that fact. Before we go any further, I want to welcome into the conversation all the way live from the ATL.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Heard that chirp. I knew she was on. Chirp, chirp. I ain't have to look at the boys.
Oh, wow. I tried to mute. So my chirp did not allude to my arrival, untimely arrival at that. Sorry, but yes, hello everybody.
Chirp, chirp.
Yes, the chirp is.
Save mission. His remedy for keeping his kids right is keeping their immune system strong. I mean, you know, one thing that my mom preached. Was drink that orange juice, boy. Strengthen your immune system.
Right.
What are some other alternatives to vaccinations is what we want to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're talking about flu season is upon child vaccinations. Do you believe in them or not? How can we keep our and how can you keep your children's immune system strong this fall season?
You know that it's on the furnace, but I'm too beat you. How they want you, nigga, no beat you, but I'm wallet. Chill, everybody walking. You know that it's on the furnace. Timmy Turner. People with you for a burner. You chill, everybody walking. You know that it's on the furnace, but I'm too beat you. How they want you, nigga, no beat you, but I'm wallet. Chill, everybody walking. Timmy Turner,
young boy walking with the boy party, both by 6 10 badges on 10 10 with a 10 pattern on the dead with a dead with a 4 5 4 5 them you so money, nut get him nut get him balloon. I've been in love with the world, I've been in love with my jewelry, I've been in love with the moon, but now these lips go through me. How about the wall? I'm on the wall. money, dribble the farmer. You can hit the Lebanon, top moon, moon, ball, wanna. You can hit down the ball, summer. I got things for the day to win it. Try to move, move, ball to win it. You be choked down, ball to win it. Hit it, hit it, run the road.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, hashtag Social Lab. We, the whole team is in the building. We got Tim Hyman. She is Madam CeeLo Boston, and she is Hot Chocolate. Again, Boy Save James. We are talking about Madam Chirp.
That's
Chirp over there.
I'll take that for now.
You will take that one? You take the Sister Chirp?
For now, yes, for now.
Blue season is among us. Is among us, ladies and gentlemen. Those that have small children that may need to enter schools that need a vaccination record, shot record, what you going to do? Barbecue and mildew. Me, personally, we done talked about it already. I done gave my stance on it. I think a lot of it is BS. I don't know if you guys heard about the young lady probably about, 7 years ago, Desiree Jennings. She was a Washington cheerleader, Washington Redskins cheerleader.
Yeah.
Took a seasonal flu shot and it contracted a rare disease called dystonia. She can only function normal when she's running, walking backwards, or running. And this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. They said there's a 1 in a million chance for you to contract some kind of rarity such as that. Guess what, young lady? You're our millionth customer. Here's what you get for life.
What's crazy? It's like it's all experiments. But what I don't understand is with us all having, different blood types, right? Why don't they give us vaccinations to go along with our blood type so stuff like that would be less likely to happen? It's a general thing that they give across the board, regardless of what your blood type is. And each blood type allows for, that's what's in your immune system. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's what it's built up off of. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
Go
ahead. Go ahead, Hot Chocolate.
I was just going to say, let me play devil's advocate like I, enjoy doing sometimes. How do you then defend and or unjustify is not a word. How do you debate the millions of people who do get the flu shot successfully every year, do not contract the flu and do not contract any sort of rarity, abnormality, allergic reaction?
That would be me.
Me too.
I don't mess with that stuff. Yeah, my body doesn't respond well to that. So I have been turning down, shots for years. Almost got kicked out of the military because of the anthrax. They wanted to give me an anthrax, and I was pregnant with Samara. And I refused to do it.
Well, let me ask you.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Finish your point. Finish your point. I apologize.
No, go ahead. I'm good.
I was saying, let me ask you this. How do you talk to those that never had a flu shot and never get it every year, like me?
But we still haven't discussed myself or TM yet.
All right. Well, I look at it like this. I'll say, just my standpoint. I look at it like this. you guys, I would say, may probably be the fortunate ones. Or maybe, you know, the stuff is a placebo, for all we know. All I'm saying is you don't know what they injecting it.
That's
how I look at it. They could say
besides what they tell you.
They could just because they tell you. And maybe it doesn't have a rarity of an effect on you. But what the hell are they really injecting in you? That's all I'm saying. There's too much stuff going on nowadays that you just cannot put past this government. Since I found out that they was giving and the free lunch they was giving kids in the hood has stuff in it to make them crazy. If they giving it to kids, what the hell are they giving to adults?
Right.
I'm sorry. I'll pass. I'll take my chances with my immune system. I think I'm doing a good job with it. A healthy colon is the key to a strong immune system. If people don't know that. If your colon is healthy, your immune
system
is
healthy. There's no toxins. Right.
So you've never contracted the flu?
I would say this. If I've had it, it wasn't to the severity that people had to be in hospitals and IVs and all that stuff like that. Was I down for a day or two? You know what I'm saying? Was my body aching? Yeah, I mean, I may have experienced those symptoms. You know what I'm saying? Where your body aches and, you know, when you close your eyes real hard, you hear, like, drums rolling in your head. I've had that before.
Okay.
Yes, I have. So I can't say that I haven't contracted flu-like symptoms or maybe the actual flu. Yeah, it put me down for about, 48 hours. But after heavy doses of Theraflu, some NyQuil, and the key to it, people think I'll be bugging when I say this. They say don't do it, but I'm telling you, it works. You take a fingerful of Vicks Vapor Rub, and you eat it. And guarantee you, the next morning, you feel like $1 million.
Or put it in your teeth.
After you barf?
You don't throw up.
But look,
you don't throw up.
Eat it. Get out.
Take a fingerful. I'm telling you. I mean, not a whopping glob.
Just keep your kids. They can have it all. We pass.
But you know what? It's equivalent to only Northerners probably know about this, but Buckley's.
Buckwheat? What? I've heard about buckwheat.
Buckwheat.
Yeah.
No, not buckwheat. Crazy.
Oh, this is
Buckwheat. B-U-C-K-L-E-Y-S. No. Buckwheat. It's pretty much the equivalent of liquid Vicks Vapor Rub. That's what it smells like. That's what it tastes like. But when I mean it knocks out any type of cold, flu, any kind.
I'm trying to tell you, I didn't believe when they told me.
It makes sense if you understand what a methylipus is or does.
Yeah.
But I ain't eat six.
Try
it. It's definitely nasty.
Another way you can do it, another way that's possible for you to do it is to put it in some hot tea and honey. But it'll kill the taste of the nastiness.
Fair enough.
You know,
almost. It'll lessen.
Hey, baby, I'm like ODB. Baby, I like it raw.
Yeah.
Baby, I like it raw.
No, I used to only get sick like once a year.
Before we get down the rabbit hole, let's bring it back to some. I mean, you all have teenagers. Well, not necessarily. Hot chocolate has grown. Grown men, teenagers. They're not teenagers anymore. Sabi is transitioning. CeeLo has a grown teenager. Preteen required vaccinations over the years. And I'm wondering if we really understood, like, some of the vaccinations that we received when we were teens. I'm not sure if they're still doing it the way they did it back then. The flu vaccine was serious, but there was also a DTaP vaccine. That it was a series of three different shots. I know one was for the whooping cough. The other two were things I didn't even know, like Depo-Thera or something crazy. But there was also a shot that we got that would prevent any type of infections in the lining of your brain or your spinal cord.
That was called like quadrivalent. Like it was a series of vaccines. But then that HPV vaccine. Now I never knew what the HPV stood for, and I know the H is human.
Human
the P is a long word.
Papilloma.
Human papilloma virus.
Yeah.
But it against viruses that cause cancer. Now, boys and girls got the series of viruses before their 13th birthday. So many of us got these shots way before we even knew, like, what this stuff was even about or what shots were about. We just did what our moms and dads told us to do. But I think Hotchaka asked a good question. You know, for those of us who were vaccinated, who got the vaccinations and never got sick, never had any issues, how can we say that those vaccines help us? We can't really say, but we can't say that they did either. We can't
try
say that they
did. Try 1 year without and see what the difference is. I would challenge you to that. Try 1 year without and see if there's a difference. Just take care of yourself. You have a healthy diet. Try without it 1 year, maintain a healthy diet, and see if there's a difference.
Dude, I've got
wash your hands. There's not really a way for
us to. I've not received vaccinations in 5 years, so I've already proved the point. I mean that the immune system absolutely is the key to it. I mean, I'm just healthy by nature. At the end of the day, I exercise, I eat right, so I haven't gotten any shots in over 5 years. But I don't know if that works for kids. I don't know if that works for kids the same way, because kids, I think they aren't as conscious. They play around with other kids. They're in places that sometimes are not as clean as they should be, right?
That's where you need smart parents.
There's not, man, listen, there's a shortage on those. I
understand. But I'm just saying, but that's when the parents come into play to be.
I think parents come into play, period. I think parents come into play, period, here when it comes to vaccinations. We got to have smart parents making good decisions on behalf of kids.
You know what? Another thing, though, that kept us, our generation, from getting sick a lot, we played outside. So we built up natural, you know what I'm saying, immune system.
Defenses.
Anyway.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we had natural defense.
You know what I mean?
Based off of our activity.
Right. So, you know. Yeah, it's a difference. For sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't trust the government in 2016. Absolutely. I'm sorry. That's just me.
Right.
Call it what you want.
Child vaccinations, yay or nay. And when we come back, we got sports from the DMV.
Watching you take care of the nation to give you fame. to catch, cause your latest ex made you mad. So I figured the perfect catch would be you if I made the pass. Pool full of liquor, then we die, in it. Knowing if I liquor, I might die, in it. Then reincarnate as a fly, gymnast. Just to flip my tongue on you, this be your Olympics.
Say your name, live in the moment, it's your time to own. Never get a first letter
away. And life is good, but every dog has a day. Holla, pull up, bring it back, come rewind. Pull up, them big trucks, that pack come behind. Pool full of liquor, then we die, in it. Pull them to the side, let me slide, in it.
Chink an arm, okay? 3-1 after 4 games without Brady. Big whoop, okay? Colts lose to the Jags 30-27. Colts couldn't complete the comeback and fall to 1-3 while the Jags get their first win across the pond in London. Titans lost to the Texans, tongue twister, 20-27. The Browns lost to the Skins 31-20. Seahawks dominate the Jets at home 27-17 while Ryan Fitzpatrick throws 3 more picks to make 9-2 games in the loss at home at MetLife Stadium. Is it time for Geno Smith? I don't see why not. Roll the dice when you can't get any worse than Fitzpatrick. Panthers lost to the Falcons 48-33 when Matt Ryan goes off for franchise record 503 yards. But he couldn't do it without his counterpart Julio Jones, who goes off for 12 receptions, 300 yards, while Cam Newton gets concussed potentially this game. I don't know if you guys saw the replay, but he thought he was going to just scoot in to the end zone for a 2-point conversion. And
not
homeboy,
today,
that safety,
Cam.
Yo, put that wood on him. Pause. But I don't know
not
if you guys
today.
Saw earlier in the game. I don't know if you saw early in the game when Cam ran for a first down and flipped the ball in the same safety's face and pointed to the first down. My man got his pay. Yo, calm as a B.I., isn't it? Ain't it Scam Newton? Raiders edged the Ravens 28-27. Derek Carr is looking like a pretty good quarterback out there, way better than his brother. Lions lost to the Bears in the Toilet Bowl, 17-14. Broncos cruise to another win, 27-7 over the Bucks. Trevor Siemian hurts his shoulder, but still stay the course, improving to 4-0. The Rams beat the Cardinals 17-13. Saints beat the Chargers 35-34. Cowboys.
Say it loud.
Beat the 49ers.
No. Loud.
Okay, all right. Speaking of these Cowboys real quick, I'm going to say something about the Cowboys real quick. Dak still hasn't turned the ball over yet. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a it's going to happen. Listen, it's the law of averages.
Right now is acting like a first string. Stop it.
It's the law of averages. There is no quarterback ever in the history of the sport that has won a complete season from game one to game 16 or even to game 10, which Tony Romo was expected to come back without a turnover.
It's game eight. And I don't expect for him not to go the whole season without turning the ball over. All I'm saying is I'm going to need for Jerry Jones and for the men or women or whoever.
Tell them
why you're mad. I know ain't no women up there. Whoever.
Listen, hold on. Hey, keep your shirt on, lady. Here's the deal when it comes to these Cowboys right now. I give them credit. They're 3-1.
Take it off, lady.
But
take your shirt off.
You have to recognize the team that they beat. The Skins.
You know what? Cut it out.
Are ranked 20th. Hold on. Let me just get this point out. And you can make this argument for yourself. Listen, the Skins were ranked 20th going into Sunday. The Bears were ranked 31st out of 32 teams. And the 49ers were ranked 30th.
Why can't you just give my team and my quarterback credit for gelling?
Because they're the Cowboys.
It's hating sportscasters like yourself who want to give my team the last breath of their sports report. Like you're trying to take a dump on my team.
Let me get out my hate for the Cowboys without interruption, please.
I'm saying the
boy looks good. Dak looks good. I'm not saying he doesn't look good.
Play the sound.
What I'm saying is when you guys hit stiff of competition, Ezekiel Elliott did run for 138 yards yesterday. I give him that. But he started eating after Navarro Bowman went out with Achilles tip. That's all I'm saying to that.
Mm-hmm.
He lost to the Steelers. 43-14, and Le'Veon Bell returns from a 3-game suspension to explode from 144 yards.
Beat that there too, just a giggling.
Real quick before my time is up. The 76ers number one pick, Ben Simmons, going to the NBA, suffers a broken foot and can miss about 3 months. Now they have suffered such a bad stroke of bad luck with all of their top picks, from Joel Embiid to Nerlens Noel, hard to pronounce that dude's name, and Jahlil Okafor. All this season was cut short due to injury. Philly is still waiting to see what their true potential talent is to materialize. So in that vein, we're going to transition out of sports. We see we have a clear case of a delusional Cowboys fan over here. We're trying to speak some truth to them. But, you know, hey, all I could do
is
talk.
They ain't
got to hear me,
though. Is it time to go back to the commercial?
I think so.
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, the Giants are down 14-0. Makes you feel any better.
9:49.
Then you lose to the Giants, though.
Radio live. We don't want to hear anymore. I'm done with this point. Look at the sounder.
Yeah, look at the Giants, though, right?
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton, it's a crazy brother named Ice Cube. I'm the super dope gang with an attitude. When I'm caught off, I got a sword off. Kick knowledge and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you get with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me. Off your back, that's how I'm going out. For the sucker duck brothers that's showing out. So I'm about to muffle.
where you from?
Straight out of Compton, a brother with his finger on the trigger. Well, once I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the ruthless villain, and you know this. But the suckers in the public won't show this. But I don't really care, I'ma make my snap. If not from the record, from jacking a crash is like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's all packing. Like a fool out in the set. About somebody talking trash, you put them in check. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a sucker if you don't go with the flow. You probably get mad like a punk is supposed to. But that shows me, yo, you're composed to a crazy long brother from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm ready to hit. If your rear controls are automatic, for any fool in my way, it's automatic. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's the law. R-E-N spells grim, but I'm raw. See, cause people know me as a villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing. It's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, you know you're through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a brother like Grant is on a gangster tip straight out of Compton. Compton, Compton, Compton.
Easy as his name and the boys coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I'll make bail. See, I don't really care. That's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them. But I'm smart, lay low, breathe a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me, it's kind of funny. The attitude's showing suckers driving. But don't know where the hell they going, just rolling. Looking for the one they call easy. But here's the flash. They never sees me ruthless. Never seen like a shadow in the dark. Except when I'm low. You see a spark and talk over a hesitation. And here's a street for the one who got the land penetration. Feel a little gust of wind and no objection. And leave a memory no one will be forgetting. So what about the girl who got shot? You think I give a damn about a girl? I ain't a sucker. This is an autobiography of the East. And if you ever mess with me, you get taken by a super dope brother who is mother. Word to the mother, yeah, straight out of Compton.
Compton, Compton, Compton. Compton. That's the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy. Boy.
NWA, straight out of Compton, 953, coming to you live. I'm actually coming to you live from Huntington, West Virginia. Omitted that at the top of the show. Hanging out, listen, up in the mountains this week. But thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, it's flu season, folks. Child vaccinations have been the topic of our conversation, immunizations. And if you want more information, all you have to do is log on to cdc.gov, Center for Disease Control, .gov, and all the information you need is right there. Listen, immunizations are an interesting topic. Clearly different strokes for different folks. But one key call out is parental advisement is necessary. We got to make good parental decisions on behalf of our kids to make sure they are healthy and safe. Again, do you think vaccines are necessary? Yes or no? Let's get some last minute feedback comments before we get up out of here. It's Social Lab, Team Hyman Radio. Hot Chocolate, you mentioned that. Well, you brought up a point. I don't know if I got out of the point that you believe in vaccines or not. So have you vaccinated your children over the years? Do you believe children should be vaccinated?
My children and grandchild have all been vaccinated. I grew up in an era where there was no question as to whether you were going to be vaccinated or not. You were. That was it. Especially, you know, in my generation. Yes, my generation, I said it. Born in the 70s. At that point, just coming off of big scares with polio and things of that nature, where, you know, I have a goddaughter whose family is Moorish and they do not believe in vaccinations. So for me, that's kind of like a very taboo subject because I feel as though my in raising my children that the vaccinations were helpful. You know, my kids didn't get those childhood diseases, measles, mumps, you know, rubella, polio, things of that nature, because they were vaccinated. And I can't viably say if they hadn't had the vaccinations, if they would have or wouldn't have gotten those diseases. And I don't think it was worth taking that chance. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think that if people don't, the downside to it is if you don't vaccinate your children, they can't attend school.
They can't go to school. Yeah.
Right, unless you're going to choose to homeschool them. And, you know, yeah. A lot of parents, the parents that are against the immunizations, they also, not all of them want to homeschool their children.
Right.
You know.
They can't go to school or participate in a lot of after school or, you know, extracurricular activities and programs and things of that nature. Sports, you know, your kids have to be vaccinated.
Right.
Yeah, we try to stretch ours out as long as we could. You know, some of them, you know, like you said, with the school thing, I get it, and I understand that that's, you know, part of the game. But we waited to the last minute. If we could slide by, we did. You know what I mean? Because I don't know, like I said, after just doing enough research, I just don't trust the government too much with injecting my kids with stuff. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, it may work for me. It may work for other millions or whatever. Maybe they are giving them the right stuff. But there's been so many times they're giving them the wrong stuff and we didn't know about it because it was labeled something that it wasn't. I don't know.
Right.
Just, you know, that's just my conspiracy theorist.
There's been many conspiracy theories, I think, over the years. Some proven, some
sure.
Not proven. I think we've had cases that we've seen that clearly, you know, you said it earlier, Sabe, it comes back to parents. Parents have got to be involved, got to do research, and got to make good decisions. I know that you mentioned your wife is into herbs. I know a lot of people who are into holistic methods, alternative methods. And guess what?
Right.
They work.
They do.
Right.
I mean, you know, you said it's a game, you know, that we're playing as it relates to kids can't, you know, go to school without being vaccinated. Listen, America, many people are opting out of public school to homeschool, not just for one reason. Vaccinations have a little bit to do with why people homeschool now, whether you know it or not.
Absolutely.
Make the right decision. Protect your children. Hey, we out of here. Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Relationship Wednesday is what we call it. Hump Day. Hey, thanks for rocking.
Yeah.
Take us home.
Yeah, whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all next time.
Hey, Hump Day for me is about to be in about 30, 40 minutes.
Well, we are that crew, that team, that network, and one of us is a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, I can wait till Wednesday.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, Dave James, the General TM Hyman. Everybody have a great night.
Hater. Either now, later. I don't know.
Radio show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.